And lastly, a question from me. So are there any misconceptions or new educational policy that you'd like to mention relevant to ADHD?
I think one area that's becoming increasingly well understood at the moment is the psychological impact of an ADHD diagnosis for a child. And so increasingly I meet children now that are in the receipt of a diagnosis and potentially taking medication. And I think as we start to see that effect taking course over a longer term, and the psychological impact of that diagnosis becomes clearer. So research now indicates that children who have received an ADHD diagnosis may perceive themselves to be less able than their peers, or it may mean that they perceive their behaviour to be uncontrollable. So I can't cope in this situation, and that's because I have ADHD. As soon as children start to locate the source of their difficulties outside themselves, and it means they don't think it's worth trying, for example, or they're less likely to take responsibility for their success and failure. And clearly in school, that's a difficulty.
Thank you, Tom Hughes, doctoral trainee educational psychologist at Birmingham University. We'll be returning to the topic of diagnosis of ADHD in the neuroscience news. In the meanwhile, if you've got any burning questions about your brain and the nervous system, then just email them to neuroscience@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet us at Naked Neuroscience, or you can post on our Facebook page, and we'll do our best to answer them for you.